Welcome to the Party Talk Podcast. Chris Kymick. Today is going
to
be...
Sorry, can't come to the phone right now. I'm listening to Party Talk Podcast.
We're going to be previewing the outfield, catcher, and DH positions. So without further ado, let's get started. We'll start off with our top 10 rankings for outfielders. We'll go into some sleepers, some breakouts and busts, and then we'll go to catcher and then DH. So Chris, why don't you start us off with your top 10 rankings for outfielders this season?
All right, first I got Acuña, right? Don't have to say anything else. Acuña, all right? Nobody better. Number two, I got Julio Rodriguez. Last year, he struggled the first 3 months of the year. He was pretty rough that first 3 months. And then starting in July, nobody could get him out. He finished with 32 dingers, 37 stolen bases, over 100 runs and RBIs. Next year, I can see that 40-40 year. If he starts off hot, 40-40 is his stat line. Number three, I got Fernando Tatis. Mm. I like him a lot. I can see big things for him this year coming up. He's fully healed from his past injuries out of that doom buggy and all the other stuff he did off season. But 30-30 this year, maybe in 40-40. He doesn't like Acuña being number one. You know, he took his throne away. They were kind of tied for the best player in baseball, but now it's Acuña. So I can see Fernando going on a mission this year. And then I got number four, I got Corbin Carroll. Number five, Kyle Tucker. Six, Aaron Judge. He stays healthy. Seven, Juan Soto. Eight, Michael Harris. Number nine, Mike Trout. And then those 10, I got a tie for those Cardinal killers. Hmm. Rosarena and Adonis.
Yeah. You know, just taking a look at your list, and when we go into mine, the first half of the list is first round picks in most leagues. Almost in that order. Mine's going to be a little bit different, so I'll give you my top 10. So I got Acuña number one, obviously number one player in fantasy. Number two, I got Corbin Carroll. I really like what he did as a rookie last season. I think, you know, the sky's the limit. You got a team that just went to the World Series. They're looking to go back, and I do like that lineup. Got a little bit better. So I got Corbin Carroll ranked two. Julio's just behind him. It was a toss-up. I like Julio, Acuña, Corbin Carroll. They could all go 40-40 if everything goes right. And then fourth, I have Mookie Betts. You'll see him. He's in a couple of other our rankings because he's a shortstop now. He's got second base eligibility. He's still in the outfield. You know, he's got to be really good to be ranked number four because he doesn't steal too many bags. But, yeah, I got him ranked number four. He's one of the best hitters on the planet. Number five, I have Kyle Tucker. He's another guy who can probably – he'll probably go 30-30 again like he did last season. And then I got Juan Soto next up. He's my AL MVP pick. I think he's going to go crazy this year in Yankee Stadium. Right behind him, I have Fernando Tatis. I like him. He's another guy who can go 30-30, maybe 35-35 if everything turns out right. Right behind him, I have Aaron Judge. He's just one of those guys. If he stays healthy, he's going to be a, you know, a top one or two fantasy player. And then right behind him, I have Yordan Alvarez. He's kind of in a similar boat. If he plays about 140 games, he's going to be probably top five. He'll have the homers, RBIs, everything like that. And then ranked number 10, I have Mike Trout. You know, the bottom three in my list, if they stay healthy, they're going to be, you know, higher up on this list. But yeah, I guess the first eight are consensus first round picks in most fantasy leagues this season. You mix in Bobby Witt and Spencer Strider, and you got your top 12 picks right there. So it's a pretty stacked list of outfielders. So why don't you start us off with your sleeper? But I have to tell you, I just got a notification that your sleeper was helped off the field a few minutes ago.
What?
Yeah.
Well, thank God I haven't drafted him on my team yet, but I got Nolan Jones, Colorado Rockies. For those that are playing fantasy football the second half of the year, you missed quite a stud playing out there in Colorado. Mark it down, 30-30 this year, unless he's hurt, and then we might have to reevaluate things. But, yeah, I love Nolan Jones. He brought me a championship last year.
Yeah, Underdog Fantasy, the MLB account, they tweeted Nolan Jones was helped off the field at 4 o'clock. So, you know, he's a player that I really like. I think I had him last year in our fantasy league that we shared together.
No.
I dropped him because I dropped all my good players.
Oh, right.
And then you picked him up.
Never drop. So never drop.
Hopefully. Hopefully Nolan Jones, he's healthy, you know, he's not hurt something too bad, and hopefully he gets back out there. So my favorite sleeper is going to be Jorin Duran. He's got an ADP of 164. Duran hit last season, he hit 295, he had 8 home runs with 24 stolen bases in only 100 games. I like Duran as a late sleeper in the outfield. He's got high steal, high batting average upside, and, you know, he's going pretty late in drafts, so if you need an outfielder, I like Duran. Who's your favorite breakout, Chris?
Breakout, I have. You heard it about a month ago on this podcast. The first time anyone's ever heard the name Baby Trout. Have you ever heard of Baby Trout? Yes, he's arrived in Arlington, Texas, and his name is Wyatt Langford. I've been touting him since I drafted him in my keeper league. I think I drafted him in March. So he's going to break out, and it's going to be huge.
Yeah, they announced a few days ago they made the opening day roster.
Shocker.
Yeah, if you look at that lineup, he'll probably be hitting, my guess is 5, maybe.
3 to 5 if there's a lefty or righty, I think.
Yeah. I love Wyatt Langford. I think he's going to have a crazy breakout. I could see him going as a top 2 to 3 pick next season, maybe even 1 if he has a great rookie season. My favorite breakout is another player who I really like his game. It's going to be Christopher Morel. He's going even later in drafts than Duran was. In only 107 games last season, Christopher Morel had 132 combined runs and RBIs. He had 26 home runs. I think if you give him some more playing time, you know, Craig Counsell, he's been saying he likes what he's seeing from Christopher Morel. If he sees that playing time, I can see huge RBI and 30, 35 home run upside from a pick who's going in the ADP of about 170s on CBS. So I expect Christopher Morel to break out. I know he's had a little bit of troubles defensively, but they're moving him around. I think he's going to be starting third baseman this season. So, you know, I like Christopher Morel to break out. Let's talk about our favorite bust at the outfield position. Mine's going to be Aaron Judge. This is strictly based on where he's getting drafted. Me personally, it's hard for me to take a player in the first round with as much injury risk as Aaron Judge has. You know, he's already been hurt this spring training. He was hurt last season. He's only played maybe 1 or 2 full seasons. And then all the other ones, he's been injured, a bunch of different things. And they talked about in the offseason that his toe injury is something he's going to have to deal with for a long time. It's just going to keep bugging him. And, you know, if he stays healthy, he's going to hit, you know, 70 home runs, whatever. He's going to be a top 2 player. But it's just hard for me to risk my first round pick, you know. So he's my biggest bust. Who's your biggest bust in the outfield position this year?
I'm reading on this Nolan Jones here. It looks like he fouled the ball off his knee. So consider him day-to-day at the moment. Bust? I got another former Cardinal, Lane Thomas. I remember a couple of years ago when he was on the Cardinals. It was COVID year, and he got COVID, and he was terrible. I mean, I don't think he could have made a minor league team at the time. So he must have had COVID bad. He couldn't hit a cutoff man. He couldn't catch a fly ball. He was just bad. So he did have a great year last year, but I don't know. I see nothing when I see him. But end of the year, he's got 2020. So, but I ain't gonna take him.
Yeah, it's, you know, Lane Thomas. I have trouble drafting him too. He's a player who's gonna play a lot. So if that's somebody you want, you know, he's solidified in the outfield for the Nationals. You know, with all the games he plays, he's going to get his 2020, but it's going to take him a while to do it. And, yeah, I'm not a huge fan of Lane Thomas, but we hope for the best. All right, let's move forward to the catcher position. We'll give our top 10 ranked catchers. I'll go ahead and start off. Obviously, we got Adley Rutschman, number one. Number two, I have William Contreras. There's another Contreras on the list a little bit later down. Next up, I have Will Smith. Slotting in number four, I haven't seen too many people rank JT Realmuto this low, but I got him number four. Honestly, you know, I'll talk about him a little bit later, but he's getting up there in age a little bit. He had a down season last year, so I have number four. Number five, I have Wilson Contreras. He's one of my favorite catchers to draft this season. He finished off really strong last year. I'm right behind him. I have Yiner Diaz. I've already drafted Diaz in a couple of leagues this season. I really like what I saw last year. So right after Yiner Diaz, I have Francisco Alvarez. He's got, you know, 25-30 homer upside, and he had a pretty good rookie season last year. Right behind him, I have Sean Murphy. You know, 20 home runs, kind of boring, but he's a good catcher. Right behind him, he's this player, Cal Raleigh. He's got the highest home run upside at the position. What, he hit 30 last year? He plays a lot. Expect that again. He doesn't hit for average one bit, but. And then right behind him, I have the old man, Salvador Perez. Let's hear your top 10, Chris.
I got Adley Rutschman, number one, the big man. He hits 300. I think this is your 300. He does everything but steal bases, so he's a guaranteed number one off the board. Number two, I still got JT Realmuto. He's got another year left. Still stealing some bases, 16, down from 21 the year before, so he is getting a little older. But 33, I see another good year out of him with that on that Phillies team. Then I got the Contreras boys, 3 and 4. We got William, then Wilson. Will Smith, I might move him up. I mean, he's bat number five in that Dodger lineup. I can see a lot of RBIs out of him. The number six, Yiner Diaz, Francisco Alvarez. I got the big dumper at number eight, Cal Raleigh. Number nine, Gabriel Moreno, and then 10, Jonah Heim.
Yeah, that's a good list right there. All right, let's talk about some sleepers at the catcher position. One of my biggest sleepers is going to be Alejandro Kirk. He's coming off a down season. But, you know, he's slated to be the starter. Danny Jansen's hurt currently for the Blue Jays. He's got a great hitting ability. He's going in 270s. He's got upside for pretty solid RBIs, good batting average runs. And he was a top 10 catcher last season. So, yeah, I like Alejandro Kirk, especially going almost as a pick 300. Who's your favorite sleeper, Chris?
270. Is that his weight or what? Yeah, he's a little chunk, man, but he can hit. My sleeper, I got Gabriel Moreno of the Diamondbacks. Huge playoff season last year. I mean, didn't do real good during the season, but they got him for a reason. So he was just kind of a sleeper all year, but when those playoffs took off, he took off. So he's only 24, so I can see him being a big sleeper this year.
Yeah. How about you talk about your favorite breakout at the catcher position?
I got Francisco Alvarez of the Mets. He's only 22, smacked 25 homers last year in his rookie season. Not a real good batting average, but, you know, picking around 150, if he's on the board, I think I'll take 25 home runs out of that spot.
Yeah, I mean, 25 home runs from a catcher who is only 22 years old. You kind of expect his batting average to get a little bit better. With you know, the more years, more playing time. So I like that pick.
Mets got a pretty good batting. They got a batting line that's pretty good.
Yeah, especially with the JD Martinez signing. Got a whole lot better. My favorite breakout's Logan Ohapi of the Angels. He was injured last season, but in the 51 games he did play, he hit 14 home runs. That pace is absolutely insane. I think if you can play 100 to maybe 120 games, you should expect 30 home runs, 75 RBIs. It's definitely possible. I think Logan Ohapi breaks out, and he's a top-five catcher next season. The Angels lineup, you know, they lost Shohei. They're going to need somebody to step up, and I do think Logan Ohapi does. And let's talk about our favorite bust at the catcher position. How about you start off, Chris?
You hear that knocking? That's old man Winter knocking on the door from Salvi Perez, man. 33, he's way past his 48 home run days. I just moved him out of my top 10. I just think it's a down year. I think he's about done.
Yeah.
I like the Royals team, but I think he can play a lot more at first base. That might help out his stats a little bit.
That's what I was going to say. He's catching a little bit less, which should, you know, you'd think it'd help him hit. And he's always been a good hitter, so I do like Salvi. He's getting up there in age. But I'll take the other old man who isn't getting the same treatment as Salvador Perez. A lot of people are down on him this year. But the other old man he's the same age as him is JT Realmuto. He had a down season last year, but he still had 20 home runs, 15 steals, which is a great
season. That's a down year?
Yeah, that's a great season from a catcher. I do think he takes a small step back from, you know, what he had last year. He's still got the 20 home run, 15 steal upside. He's in a good lineup. I just don't like him where he's being drafted. He's a top 75 pick. Most people are drafting him as, you know, a top two catcher. I like the catchers behind him for a better value. I like William Contreras. He's a better hitter. And if you really think about it, you can find steals anywhere now. You got people stealing 40, 50, 70 bags. Just grab one of those late base stealers and grab a better hitting catcher like Wilson or William. All right. So that's it for the catcher position. Let's go into the DH position. There's not too many just DH only players, at least on a couple of the sites. But let me see your top five ranking DHs, Chris.
Well, this year got Shohei number one. What's not to like about this superstar? Hopefully he's not guilty of anything. You know what I mean? But I think it's a first-round grab. You know, he might just take off batting. You know, he doesn't have to focus on pitching. So he's number one for sure. Two, I got Yordan Alvarez of the Astros. I think you had him in the outfield. I'm going to put him at my DH. His bad knees are behind him. He didn't miss 68 games last year. I can't remember what for, but he's entering his age 26 prime. 39 homers, 110 RBIs last year, 300 batting average. That's just what all the predictions are showing. So he's a solid number two. Then I got three, Byron Buxton. We say he's healthy. JD Martinez hitting on that Mets team. I can see some big things out of him again. And then somehow number five, Marcelo Zuna. I don't know how, but 40 home runs led me to a championship because some knucklehead dropped him. So
I did do that. all right, so
all kind of Christmas presents last year.
Yeah, like we said, DH is kind of slim pickings, but you know I got to go Shohei number one. In that Dodgers lineup, he could be a top three fantasy player this year, just as a DH. It's crazy. And he stole a bag in the first game, so I like to see that. Number two, I got Yordan Alvarez. He's slowly becoming one of my favorite players to draft in the second round this year. Number three, I'll go Marcelo Zuna. You know, he's been kind of hit or miss over these years, but, you know, that Braves lineup is unstoppable, and I think Ozuna will have another good year. Number four, I'll go Byron Buxton. You know, they say he's healthy, but, you know, he's missed a couple games this spring from injury. So that's kind of what you expect. But if he's playing, he's going to go off for a month and he's going to be the best player in fantasy for that month. So you might as well take him late in drafts. And then number five, I got JD Martinez. It's probably a reason why he got picked up pretty late in the offseason. Some people might have not bought into, you know, his resurgence, his epic home run pace, but I still like him number five, and you can still get him late in drafts. All right, that'll do it for the Party Talk podcast. We'll catch you guys next time.
See ya.
See ya.